Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I did check some of the comments on Facebook, and clearly we have our Twitters up, so we saw that as well.
Oh, I haven't checked anything today. I do like checking comments. I had to check with my guy Randy, who's just clinically wrong on Facebook.
And unhinged, and we do like unhinged.
I'm not going to start it. I would say that I would take a lot of joy in going back and forth and after with Randy on Facebook and just telling him where he's so wrong on things. But ultimately, my Facebook is for just really friends and family. And so if I comment on like things like that, then I think people in my life that don't even know that I do sports radio, I think they're just going to think I'm an unhinged human.
You are an unhinged human.
Yeah, but I don't need them to know that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's good. That's a good way to look at it.
Trying to keep the veil up for as long as we can.
But it's interesting that people are either, hell no, he's not a top 10, and how dare anyone say that, and how dare you bring it up, or they're absolutely he's a top 10, and how dare you bring it up. The Stefanski discourse, really, we're getting to a point where there's no Switzerland here. You think this dude has been beset by the Browns, which a lot of national media, as you pointed out in that clip we just played, believes, or you think he's the reason, and maybe even more so than than Andrew Berry, for the Browns' woeful back and forth.
There's got to be a Switzerland, because your response in the beginning suggested that there is a Switzerland. Now maybe
I'm the Switzerland.
As I'm saying, I think there might actually be more people than us. Yeah, well, is that what they call you?
They don't.
They don't.
And nor do I want them to.
No, you want them to call you Big Fudge, though.
No, that would be that's a Marshall Erickson thing for my mother.
I know, we've talked about it, and that's why you made the suggestion that you thought being called Big Fudge was cool.
Yeah, but I'm not a Big Fudge. No, thank you. I'm a Wild Turkey. Big anything. It just gets real condescending when you're a large person.
Well, it's better than calling you, like, Tiny Fudge.
And none of it's good. I'd prefer whatever the nickname is, sans a size descriptor.
Okay, Nikki Dubs it is. You got it. So the point being that I think a lot of people do have this kind of shrug emoji with Kevin Stefanski right now. I think there's a lot of people in the national media that favor Stefanski, as we talked about. And I think there are people on the complete other side of that as well, the way you'd find it on the other side of anything. But I think a lot of Browns fans right at this point, hey, show us that you can be something more than what we currently think you are. We're giving you that opportunity. You have four different quarterbacks to try to figure it all out. Show us something. But right now, I'm very close to Switzerland, and I'm very close to where I feel like you are as well, where it's more of a shrug emoji than it is anything. Like, in having a conversation with a buddy, could I possibly go to bat for Kevin Stefanski as a great head coach? No, I couldn't.
Could you go at bat against him, saying he's a horrible head coach?
No, I can't. I think that's why we fall in the middle. I think that's why in a lot of these discussions, and that's why a lot of the rankings, you see him right now in that 15 to 20 range, somewhere in that middle pack of NFL head coaches.
I've said earlier, Kevin Stefanski has already been given more head coaches than any coach I've ever seen in Cleveland, starting with the decision to move on from Baker and him clearly still having another level to get to in Tampa, including the Deshaun trade, including his record, which is now below 500, including kind of lack of development of players that's all thrown on Andrew Berry, which I don't think it's just as simple as that, including coming off a 3-14 season. And I've wondered, is he going to get another pass for this season And I absolutely think it's on the table. Like, listen, if you go back-to-back 3-14 seasons in the NFL, you should be fired. That's how this whole thing is. The NFL is set up so that you don't do that. And if you do, it's because of absolute bad job out of youism. And yet I think we're set up for Kevin Stefanski to have yet another pass.
I'll hate it if that happens. It's amazing how we're entering year six of Stefanski, and I feel like people are as confused about him as they've ever been. People can't make up their mind. People can't decide exactly what he is. And I don't know that we have more years and more evidence of somebody with less confusion than what we've seen with Kevin Stefanski in trying to decide exactly what people think he is.
And I think the concern for you and me both is, if you get through this year and you're 3-14 again, I don't know that I want to go through next year. Assuming you have the number one pick or the number two pick, you take a quarterback next year. I have no idea how after the first 6 years of this, if 3-14 or 4-13 or 5-12, whatever it is, I don't know how you look at Kevin and have full confidence that not only is this guy to pick the quarterback of the future, but then level him up to where he needs to be and develop him.
I can't. That's your answer. I can't have that confidence in Stefanski if he goes 3-14 again. There'll be no way that I could have the confidence within Stefanski in that. And I know some people look at it like, well, you know, if he was given the Packers situation and Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, he'd have much different results. Well, guess what? He didn't get that situation. He got the Browns job. And in the Browns job, you got to show that you can actually coach before then you get to an elevated spot, an elevated situation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where you do have the quarterback and you do have some of the weapons. Like, I'm sorry, you had your golden opportunity, and the time that you've been here, you've had a decent enough team to show us that you can win consistently, and you haven't been able to do it.
I think, all right, so I agree with you. I do understand the catch 22 of, if you brought him back and you've given him a pass for all that has come before.
I don't think they've actually given him a pass, by the way. I think the consensus around people and around the reporting right now is that he's gotten a pass and they're going to look towards the future, and they have just basically Men in Black erased what's happened in the previous 3 years. I'll believe that when I actually see it.
I mean, I think the fact he hasn't been fired, that's the pass.
No, because this can exist that you are the lame duck coach for this season and you get to go through the team that is 3 or 4 wins and stinks and goes to the bottom. Then you get fired and you bring in the big dog, the new head coach, so you don't set off the new head coach in a 3 or 4 win season, and then they get to draft the quarterback and go off to the races there. And that would be a situation where Stefanski does not get a pass in this. He just got to keep his job longer than, you know, a lot of people would have initially thought.
But I think the problem with that is, if he gets a pass for Deshaun, if he gets a pass for Baker, if he gets a pass for many of the things, certainly the national media, and just by still having a job in some level you get a pass from, is it's really tough for this to be the quarterback room we judge you off of. Even though I think Kevin has a hand in Kenny Pickett being here.
What would you smile big about for there?
No, I was just smiling.
Oh, favorite. I thought there was a take that you had that off of that you really, no, that was new or no, special to you.
No, I just think that's funny. Funny probably isn't the right word, but I just think it's interesting that you would be put through the ringer on the Deshaun thing, you'd be put through the ringer on the Baker thing, and you come out smelling like roses, and then it's like, hey, you went 3-14 with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookie quarterbacks that were taken in the third and fifth round, and we can't abide by that.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the Maybe you lost me for a second there. So like,
I think I might have lost you for more than a couple seconds.
Well, I thought you were just going to pick up the ball and run with it, and then you just kind of waited on me. I guess I got confused there. So if we can't judge him off this year?
No,
or do you think it's funny that we would judge him off this year?
Yeah, I think it's you got away with murder, relatively speaking, in the NFL parlance of things, that any one of the things Kevin's been wrong about or involved in the organization
I got what you're saying. I think the murder a little bit further, right? Yes. It's like getting away with actual murder and then having the jaywalking ticket be the one that gets you put behind bars.
And then Al Capone getting busted for tax evasion.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, okay. So there would be some humor attached to that, but I do think if you're going to be the quarterback whisperer at some point, and you're going to get credit for making all these other guys, Jacoby Brissett and all these other quarterbacks that people want to give you credit for, well, these are the most mediocre group of quarterbacks in a collective that you can imagine. Go make them good. Like, I'm sorry. Go make them be better than what we currently perceive them to be. And because of the volume of quarterbacks you have, if you can't get anything out of these guys, then I'm sorry. You're not the quarterback whisperer. You're just a guy that needs great quarterbacks to begin with in order to put together an offense.
Here's the problem is the rebuttal at the end of this season. And it might be the rebuttal from the Browns organization is we've never given him a proper quarterback to work with.
And I think the rebuttal from fans would be you had Baker and decided you wanted to go ahead and get more, and that didn't work out for you while Baker threw for a million yards last year and nearly 50 touchdowns.
Oh, no. We're in agreement that I think Kevin has been given passes that he doesn't believe. But, like, listen, if they're willing to give passes to this point, like, listen, you and I agree on this. I don't trust Stefanski with a new quarterback if you can't make something out of this year. And I don't trust Andrew Berry to pick the right one. So there's going to be an element of that hanging over this thing. But I can absolutely see a scenario in which Jimmy Haslam comes to court again with, hey, come on, I can't judge him off those quarterbacks, so we're just going to have to let him make this pick and hope we get it right.
But his thing is quarterbacks. That's the point here. His thing is, like, Mike Tomlin's thing is defense, so he always makes sure the defensive side of the ball shines. His thing is quarterbacks, and if he can't take through 6 years' worth of quarterbacks and elevate any of them to a spot where he feels comfortable moving forward with them or getting the team where it needs to be, at some point I have to say you're never going to be able to do it. I can't give you another 6 years to try to figure that out and make sure that you accomplish it.
216-474-0092. Do you trust Stefanski and Berry with a rookie next year? That implies that this year doesn't go that great. Adam, Simon, you guys stick there. We'll get to you coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.